Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Happy Pride Month, everyone. The world is full of us among the Rainbow Tribe, but it's not always a safe place for us. I live in the red Republican state of Midwestern Indiana, and while I know I am lucky compared to some other countries, it doesn't feel safe always to be my little old self. I grew up in the 90s and saw firsthand the horrors of what can happen to those who are brave enough to come out of the closet. One of the things that really sticks in my mind was the murder of Matthew Shepard in 1998. I also remember hearing several goods from some of the less intelligent men in my family. That terrified me even more, knowing that people I knew weren't devastated that a young man was just killed in such a heartbreaking way, especially since I had just began noticing that I liked a boy in my class. So join me today on our annual Pride special, and let's remember the life and tragedy of Matt's murder and see what his killers, Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson, are doing today. Magic mirror on the wall, who is the most rotten one of all? Hi, hello, and howdy, my darlings, and welcome to Rotten to the Core. I am the not-so-evil queen, Joshua Waters, and I am thankful to have you here with me on my lessons. Here we use my magical mirror and a touch of humor to look into the lives and rotten actions of some people throughout history, all in the hopes of gaining valuable lessons from their mistakes that we can use in our lives today. My hope is that by the end of every episode, you feel at least a little more informed and enlightened about our world and where we came from. I hope everyone is having a marvelous June so far. I am sitting in the AC because there is currently a heat wave here, and mama don't do sweaty. I just went to a lovely festival and got myself a few new crystals, including an 8-inch cut and polished fluorite Klingenspritzer. As soon as I saw it, I knew I just had to have it. I mean, who can say no to 8 inches of rock-hard crystals? Now, the murder of Matthew Shepard still haunts me to this day. As a homo with a preference for down-low blue-collar daddies, I'd be lying if I said I didn't get nervous before meeting them. When I meet a new man, I always have that lingering thought. Ooh, he is sexy, but he could also murder me. Is this just a trick to lure me somewhere and beat me up, or worse? Or is it gonna be a fun night? Something most women have to deal with on the daily. Choose the bear, ladies. Matt wasn't able to fight off his two murderers, and was left tied to a fence in the middle of nowhere, and left in the freezing temperatures, unconscious, and never woke up. Let's get into his story and help keep his memory alive. Matthew Wayne Shepherd was born on December 1, 1976 in Casper, Wyoming. He was the oldest of two sons from parents Dennis and Judy Shepherd. Throughout his entire life, Matt was known to be soft-spoken, kind, and sensitive. Even from an early age, he wanted to help make things equal for everyone. He was a bright young man, and as he approached the end of high school, his dad was offered a job opportunity in Saudi Arabia, prompting a move for the entire family. But while his family stayed there, Matthew had to travel to Switzerland for school because there were no American ones there. At his new school, he found his passion for world travel, languages, theater, and fashion. Yes, queen! He was even elected as a peer counselor by fellow students multiple times. But with his kind heart and compassion, Matt was an easy target for hate-filled bigots. That, and he was only 5'2" and barely 100 pounds soaking wet. And sadly, the hate crime that took his life wasn't his first run-in with the brutalities of this world. After his senior year of high school, he took a trip with a few friends to Morocco, and while there, he was attacked, sexually assaulted, and robbed by a gang of men. None of those men were ever identified or brought to justice. And even worse, the attack left Matt changed forever. Shortly after, he began therapy, but he would still have flashbacks, nightmares, and panic attacks for the remainder of his short life. Along with depression, anxiety, paranoia, and thoughts of self-harm. After the attack, the family moved back to the United States, and Matt came out to his mother, who told him that she had known for years and loved him no matter what. That is similar to what my mom told me when I came out. Here I was thinking I was hiding it, but everyone was like, "Honey, we've been knowing." I kind of suspect the Barbies, horses, Britney Spears, and Cher CDs had something to do with it. When he got back to the United States, Matt embarked on his educational journey at a small liberal arts college, fueled by the dream of building a career in the world of theater. He didn't stay there for very long, though, and shortly after, he moved to North Carolina, and there is where he met the girl, Romaine Patterson, a close friend and fabulous lesbian. Then on a whim, the pair decided to move to Denver, Colorado, and Matt worked several part-time jobs to get by while they planned out their next moves. Eventually, Matt grew tired of just working to live and regained his passion and drive for helping others, which ultimately led him to enroll at the University of Wyoming in 1998. What's even more heartbreaking about his story is that one of the factors that led Matt to choose that school, aside from it being where his parents went, was that it was in a small, rural town, something Matt said made him feel safer. He was now a 21-year-old freshman studying political science and international relations with the goal of pursuing a career in the Foreign Service. Get a girl. She a smart queen. Known for his polite and thoughtful nature, and as a great conversationalist, Matt quickly became active on campus and joined the university's LGBT Student Alliance. Remember, back then, the rainbow alphabet was a lot shorter. We're lucky we even had it. The night Matthew's life was cut short happened on October 6th through the 7th in 1998, just a few months after he moved to Wyoming. While at a local bar called the Fireside Lounge, Matthew met Aaron McKinney and Russell Henderson. They said that they knew he was gay and saw him as an easy target to rob. So both men pretended to be gay and lured him to a truck, where they all drove out to a field. Poor Matt, believing that he was about to have some innocent fun outside, quickly learned what the truth was once they got there. Aaron and Russell then began beating Matt as they dragged him to a fence and bound him to it. They continued to beat him with the butt end of a pistol, and eventually, when he was unconscious, they left him there for dead in the almost freezing temperature. Matthew was left there for 18 hours before a cyclist found him, believing him to be a scarecrow at first. He was then taken, still unconscious, to a hospital. And believe it or not, one of his murderers, Aaron McKinney, was actually in a room down the hall from Matt because the dipshit had gotten a skull fracture from getting into a bar fight after he attacked Matt. Due to numerous bruises, welts, lacerations, hypothermia, and severe spinal damage, Matthew Shepard died from his injuries on October 12, 1998, becoming one of the worst hate crimes that have ever happened here in the United States. The police quickly found Aaron and Russell, as well as the bloody gun and Matt's shoes and wallet in Aaron's truck. They were both arrested, and both of them were convicted of felony murder and kidnapping, receiving two consecutive life sentences, even though there was a push for the death penalty. It's about time one of our lessons gets a little bit of justice.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Matthew Shepard had a funeral on October 16 that had over 700 attendees, and protest from the rotten and disgraceful Westboro Baptist Church. Friends organized a group now called Angel Action to block the protesters by wearing white robes and large angelic wings in order to combat their bigotry, which is still around today. For Matt's murder, neither of the killers were charged with a hate crime. It wasn't until October 28, 2009, over 11 years after his death, that President Barack Obama, with Judy Shepard by his side, signed into law the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act. It expanded the definition of the federal hate crime law by including crimes instigated by an individual's perceived gender or gender identity, and revised the standards motivated by sexual orientation, race, and ethnicity. The Shepard-Byrd Act gives the Department of Justice the power to investigate and prosecute bias-motivated violent crimes. Matt's parents even started the Matthew Shepard Foundation, which states, "The life and death of Matthew Shepard changed the way we talk about and deal with hate in America. Since his death, Matt's legacy has challenged and inspired millions of individuals to erase hate in all its forms. Although Matt's life was short, his story continues to have a great impact on young and old alike. His legacy lives on in thousands of people who actively fight to replace hate with understanding, compassion, and acceptance. As for his murderers, they remain in prison. Records show that Aaron is incarcerated at a facility in Mississippi, and Russell is at a correctional institute in Wyoming. They have both fully admitted that they did pick Matt because he was gay. A quote from Aaron, "The night I did it, I did have hatred for homosexuals." Even during the trial, he told his friends to blame everything on him, even stating that Russell asked him to stop beating Matt and that they were both drunk. As for Russell, it appears he has made positive changes to his life by working with hospice patients who are also serving jail time, and he volunteers to train shelter dogs. He still says that he is deeply sorry for Matt's murder. From Matthew Shepard's rotten story, I've learned that some people are no better than animals, like his killers. It brought great changes for the better, but if hate wasn't taught, there wouldn't even be the term hate crime. May we all remember and honor Matthew and continue to fight for equality for everyone, except murderers. And on that note, that brings us to the end of our lesson today, my fabulous darlings. So let's cleanse ourselves and send some love to Matt and his parents. Just take a deep breath and ground yourself in the here and now. May my mind, body, and spirit communicate clearly, allowing me to live in harmony with myself and those around me. Let any negative thoughts within me fade away, leaving only positivity and love. May I move forward with clarity in alignment with my highest self, allowing ease and flow to guide me toward my greatest desires. May I always remember that I am in constant connection and co-creation with Source. So be it. Thanks for supporting Rotten to the Core. Let's catch up again next week. And in the meantime, be happy, find peace, and don't hate anyone. If you enjoy Rotten to the Core, please follow me on Instagram or join me on Patreon. Both of those are at It's Rotten to the Core. Don't forget to listen to me on my other podcast, Mystery Inc., that I do with my brother Shane and our friend, producer Kim. We also have a Facebook group called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole, where we can have a whole bunch of extra fun. And send me your funny memes and gifts. It was lovely spending time with you today. Have a fantastic week, my darlings. Bye.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.